as I thought about this short service, my mind was drawn to remembrance. And I thought of the word as it's found here in this portion we've just been reading. We have it there at the end of verse 24. This do in remembrance of me. Again, the end of verse 25. As often as ye drink it, we're to do it in remembrance of me. That is, remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it to remember the Lord in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? Well, it's not just to be a momentary, passing, fleeting remembrance, in the sense of recalling just so briefly an historic event. There was an historic event. The Lord Jesus, at a given moment in time, did die on the cross at Calvary. At a moment in history, he was put to death in the flesh. But our remembrance of him has to be more than just a remembrance of some point in history. It has to be, in a very positive way, an affectionate remembrance. Where, as we remember, as we recall, our hearts are moved. Our hearts are touched. When we call to mind, when we remember, and that's what remembering is, it's a calling to mind. When we call to mind his death, we should be recalling it to mind in such a way, in such a manner, as it does make an impact upon our hearts. It does make an impression again upon our minds and our hearts. Just in the way that when we read of Peter, you remember how that he denied his Lord, and then when the Lord looked upon him, we read in Matthew 26 that he remembered the word of the Lord. He remembered the word of the Lord. Was that just a cold, clinical remembering of the word of the Lord? Far from it. How do we know? We know because in that very same passage, he remembered the word of the Lord and went out and wept. See, his heart was touched. He felt that as he remembered that word that the Lord Jesus had told him, that he would deny him. As he recalled that, he recalled it with a broken heart. And our remembrance of the death of our Savior, it should be that affectionate remembrance that will touch the heart. Just in the same way as the heart of Joseph was touched. You remember whenever Benjamin was brought and Joseph saw him again? He remembered. What did he remember? He remembered, no doubt, those former times. And as he recalled those former times, his heart was moved. Again, how do we know? We know because we read there that he sought where to weep. He sought where to weep. His heart was moved. His heart was touched. It had to be. Oh, he wasn't remembering those former times that came to him with any cold, clinical remembrance. It was an affectionate remembrance. And so as we partake of the elements of the bread, of the wine, the Lord says, this do in remembrance of me. Let it be today for us all a gracious, affectionate remembrance. But then just as we think again about this remembrance, what is there in this sacrament of the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table to bring Christ to remembrance? What is there in it to bring Christ to remembrance? Well, you could rightly say there is the bread, there is the wine, and that's pointing us to his sufferings. Pointing us to his sufferings and his death. But you see, there's more than that. We will partake of the bread. We will partake of the wine and they are but symbols. The bread and the wine, nothing more than that. But we will partake of them, and that speaks to us of our union with Him, of our fellowship with Him, of the communion that we enjoy with God in and through Him. So there is that in this sacrament to remind us of our Lord Jesus. And in telling us to remember Him in this way, as He has done, and as in obedience to His command we will do just in a moment, He has, I suppose we could say, put forth a special mark of His care and of His love for us. Because as we remember Him and His great love for us, will not our love for Him be fanned to a flame? He did all that He did for us. He did everything for us. Everything. And therefore, as we remember that, should not our hearts be pained with love? Oftentimes our hearts are pained with sorrow, pained with disappointment, and we feel it so intensely. But how often are our hearts pained with love for Him? Oh, I trust that today, as we partake of the bread and of the wine, in obedience to His command, this do in remembrance of me, that we will have a very tender, affectionate remembrance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.